Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you who have the final say. This is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
And we're live on a Kim and Lavoie Judgment Day. Thanks for hanging out. Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Hanging out with Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, for Badger and Packer running back here as well. You can join our show at 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox when we get into a couple of judgment questions. And they open it up for judgment, did the Milwaukee Brewers last night, as they unveil their new logo, celebrating the 50-year anniversary. We'll get into that conversation also. Do we need to pass judgment on a wide receiver that's allowed himself to be judged quite often in the public eye, if he deserves a chance once again? We'll get into that at 3:35. Also, is it clear that the front runner of the NFC will be decided on Sunday, or are we leaving a couple out? That comes up at 4 o'clock, but right now, 414-799-1250. Do you see losing when you see the ball and glove logo for the Milwaukee Brewers? They unveil some tweaks to it, some modernizations last night, now becoming the first team, or the only team in Major League Baseball, to use navy as their primary color. They go away from that. They update it a little bit, but Sparky, we've seen this logo pretty much for the last 40 years.
Yeah, they changed it a little bit as far as the ball and admit logo goes. I've never been a fan of it. To me, you see the ball and admit logo, I think of the 80s, World Series, loss, all that stuff. And I get, like, honoring your past. Packers did it for years, right? And Packers still do it.
Oh, for sure.
Packers still honor the 60s Packers for those that are still alive. Still do that stuff. Bring all those guys back. You do the Packers Hall of Fame golf outing we do every year that Gary gets us out at to do the show. Billy gets to meet all these guys that he's not old enough to remember having ever watched play or anything like that. Gets to meet all these dudes that come on our airwaves, which is a pretty
one
cool
that
deal.
I do remember doesn't like me.
Yeah, that happens.
Understandably so.
So what ends up happening is, for me, I'd rather just create your own new path, right? Create your own new way for this Yelich era, this Christian Yelich era. Have your own deal going forward. If you know you believe that Christian Yelich is going to be here long term, like Billy does, then create your own new way. You have a new general manager, well, relatively new general manager. I just don't like living in the past, and it just feels like that's kind of what they're doing. And I saw Bart Winkler earlier today, and listened to him on the Chuck and Winkler show this morning. You can weekdays 6 to 10, talking about if you were just going to keep the ball mitt logo, then why didn't you just keep it the way it was and go back to the same colors that you used back then, bring the baby blues back, do everything the way you did it? Why go through the whole hoopla of changing everything up? And when Billy and I were talking about it earlier, brought it up, and I was saying the exact same thing in my car, which is it's all about making money. I tweeted it out last night. Don't come at me with anybody that's better at marketing than the Milwaukee Brewers, because there is nobody. Rick Schlesinger is king, end of day. I mean, they unveiled last night, Gary, like six different logos.
I know, I saw.
Right? Oh. And it's very similar to what the Bucks have done as well. You got all these different uniforms, all these different versions. So the Brewers have four different versions of the uniforms, and that's great, but that's not even about that, because if you look at the uniforms themselves, none of the logos are actually on the front of the uniform. The logos are just smaller, boom, right there on the sleeve. So the little state logo with a little baseball in the corner.
Yeah, it's on sweatshirts.
It's right there on the sleeve of one of the jerseys. But it's never on the front of the jersey like maybe you would see with an NBA team or something like that, whatever your logo may be. Like the Hornets used to have that goofy-looking bug on the front of theirs or whatever. So from that perspective, it's hats, sweatshirts, t-shirts, all that with the logo, Brewers baseball on it, for every logo. So that's six different versions that you can buy, and we haven't even gotten into talking about jerseys or anything else at that point. So then you open up that brand new pro shop, and I didn't go to that thing last night, but I bet you if you walk in that pro shop, they've got, just like I said, versions of all of this stuff with all the new logos on it.
Well, and they had wrapping paper all over the clubhouse store to make sure nobody knew what it was. And although this logo got leaked a couple of weeks ago, we got an idea of what it was going to be and how they were going to tweak it. I love it. I see the ball and glove logo. And before I ask Gary about it, I want to have you all hear from Craig Counsell on what he believes this logo embodies. And I thought it was true, but it also brings back exactly what Stevie is saying here of seeing some losing and realizing that that's kind of what it was when you look back at the 80s and the parade that was held for a team that lost in the World Series.
It's a logo that, you know, when I think of it, represents, you know, my passion for the organization and my belief in the organization. It has memories in it that I'll never forget and moments that I'll never forget, and for that I'm grateful. It's iconic, really, and I so to be going back to it and to making it our logo and our mark is something that we all should be proud of, and we're all excited to don and wear for many years to come.
But that's just it, though. It's been their logo, and it's been their mark.
No, and then they went away from it. Then they went with that stupid green and blue one.
But hold on. My point is, the Pittsburgh Pirates aren't unveiling that as their logo. The Bears aren't unveiling that. Nobody was going to use that logo in Major League Baseball if they didn't officially bring it back full-time, is my point. Nobody. When you see that logo, even when they weren't wearing it, people knew it was the Milwaukee Brewers. When they went away from it completely, they went with the barley and all that other stuff. You still, when you saw that logo, if you were a Cubs fan, Cardinals fan, White Sox fan, you saw that logo, you're like, oh, that's the old Brewers logo from back in the day. I know what that logo that is. So that was always going to be synonymous with
that's
the Brewers.
That's the iconic nature of it. Why would you not want to have something that everybody looks at and says, oh, that's the Brewers? Because I see this M logo with the barley leaf. I'll be completely honest with you guys. I doubt 85% of people that go to Miller Park realize that was a barley leaf underneath the Miller, the M logo.
Well, it's barley, grains, and hops.
Right. But,
I mean, that's what you make.
And it's no longer Miller Park.
So they never thought of that.
Right.
When I was 7 years old going and buying Brewer stuff. Yeah. So, Gary, you've been in the state of Wisconsin for, what, 30-some years now?
Yeah.
When you see that ball and glove logo, do you see losing, or do you like what the Brewers did last night with the ball and glove logo?
Well, I like what they did, and I think they need to get some consistency in what they want to do with the organization moving forward. I mean, like, the Green Bay Packers G is iconic. It's never going to go away.
Right.
It's always going to be that. Now, Barry Alvarez came to Wisconsin and, you know, changed the old block W to this swish W, but it was modern. They wanted to, but although they still have the block W at the stadium, you know, up on the facade of the basketball arena, so it still it exists, but you know the history of it. And to me, this seems sort of like that, the swish W, the block W, or the mitt. Now it's got the two stripings on the ball, and maybe they painted in the glove a little bit more on the
crease. There's no open there where the errors can go through.
So I like that. I mean, I like those types of things. And I think your history is what your history is. And if it's the 80s or if it's that whether good, better, and different, that is your history. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I like it. Here's why I like it. I like it also, though, that they were smart about it. Now, if they wanted to make money, but you still have the old timers who says, I got the old school.
Yeah.
Loving me.
I still like it a little bit when it curves in or something like that. Sure.
And I still can buy it.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So, I don't know if they still sell it, but they still should sell that.
Well, they also...
Because everybody's going to like old school throwback, and that's what that is.
No doubt about it.
And then the new logo is a new logo for maybe like new generations of people that want to buy the new stuff.
I remember, they had Throwback Fridays. They were wearing those uniforms already.
So there's no reason why now, if you're looking to make money, why I can't own both logos, the old school one. Because for me, I do. I wear a block W and I wear a swish W.
For sure.
I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the M with the barley leaf was completely against the grain of what they did.
Well, and what about the baseball with the barley leaves in the center of it? Do you like that one?
Yeah, I think it kind of blends all of it together. And I liked what Mark Antanasio was saying last night. He said, when I first bought the team, the first thing I heard was, you guys got to go back to that ball and glove logo. That ball and glove logo was awesome, right? And then he said, well, I wanted to let these guys forge their own path and have a new decade and a new generation of brewers. But you're right, it was completely out base of what they were going with, but it fit in with Miller Park. Now it's no longer going to be Miller Park. They bring the Retro Fridays back, and they had the powder blue pinstripes. They go with one of those. And they kind of use a jersey to embody like one of each decade of their 50-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. Now, last night, I loved the navy blue top, the road alternate. I'm starting to think it looks a little bit like a Cub Scout uniform, which is a little
That's
bit
true.
Strange to
that
me.
That is what it looks like.
Like, it does look to like you're yep. going to get a couple of merit badges down the side.
I was a Cub Scout.
But it's cool, and yeah. and it's different. And also, the road gray kind of looks Pittsburgh Pirates-like, but it'll grow on you. I like that they came out here and gave the people what they've asked for how long. Like, somebody designed this for the Milwaukee Brewers when they said, we're going to have a new logo. It got backed by everybody across the country, thinking that it was amazing. And like you said, Steve, when you go to San Diego, California, and you wear the ball and glove mitt logo that you bought from 4 years ago, that is still the old ball and glove logo, people say, that's Brewers baseball. Well, they see the M, I think they think Miller Lite.
I don't know about San Diego. Maybe it is that recognizable in San Diego. I was thinking more like Midwest, but maybe
sure.
maybe in California and Florida and Texas, maybe it is that recognizable. I don't know. I've never really kind of tested that thing out that way or the other. But I just think everybody's kind of got to understand those folks that look at this and see losing.
Heard Craig Council say they're great memories. Of losing the World Series?
Where is he losing? What are you talking about losing?
When they lost the World Series in 82 and they held the parade for
losing the World Series, which I've never heard of.
He's just so all or nothing. I mean, he just is.
I'm not the only one. I'm telling you. I saw it on social media last night.
What do people call in? If you feel like Steve.
I like the state logo. I'm just saying that ball and mitt logo. But again, it's not on any of the jerseys. So to me, it's going to be just on the cap. That's pretty much it. That's it. So it's not like it's really out there in their jerseys. It's not on any of the jerseys. So it's going to be a very minor detail in the actual jersey they're going to wear on the baseball field. And you can get other stuff. And that's what I like. It's not just one logo. Like,
right.
All of our stuff's ball and mitt. If you don't like it, don't buy it. No. But this is all we're going to have. They gave you like six different versions of different logos. Pick which one you like and go with it. I like the state one with the baseball in the corner. The Angry Barrel Man, I don't think I'll buy that stuff. But yeah. I mean, some of them are pretty cool designs. I like some of them.
So you like the state one with the M in the middle?
Yeah, with the little baseball down in the corner, whatever it is.
You don't like
that's the one that looks like the Pirates one. Is that what you're saying?
The road jersey, I think, looks kind of like the Pirate one. The
that
logo is
dark.
Right, it's kind of dark. It's kind of blocky on the lettering. But here again, I'm nitpicking. I think all of them look cool. Like, if I'm going to give them a grade, I give them a B+, A-.
The pinstripe
I think it's
one? What do you think about the pinstripe one?
I think it's the new age of what the classic is. Like Chris tweeted in and said, absolutely not. I wish they would have brought back the powder blue uniforms, though. And when you say, do you see losing in the ball and glove logo for the Milwaukee Brewers, if that's what you see, then the pinstripe ones you're going to be a little bit ticked off about, because that's exactly what they used to do. 414-799-1250, live at 1057fmthefan.com. If you haven't seen all of them yet, they're all up at 1057fmthefan.com. We also have a link on our Twitter page of all the uniforms that came out last night and being donned by Ryan Braun, Brandon Woodruff, Keston Hira, and Brent Suter. Warrior Poet tweets
Who's
in.
Who's the tall guy?
The tall dude? That's Brent Suter.
Do you like the blue one?
I like it. It looks, it's very Whitnall Falcon to me, which is one of the reasons why I like it.
It is a little Whitnall Falcon.
But it also looks like a Cub Scout uniform to me.
That's like, your Cub Scout?
It looks like a Cub Scout uniform to me.
And the one that Bronny's wearing?
That's the cream home jersey. That's going to be the mainstay home jersey, not white, cream, for
that's
the cream
city. Cream home jersey.
Yes, which I think is the best. I think that one is my favorite one that I like.
And when are we wearing? I'm sorry. I know you get. When are we wearing the pinstripes? When are we wearing that?
That'll be a home alternate.
So like Friday nights, probably again or something. Like
well,
that.
Actually, whenever the starting pitcher walks in and said, "I want to start with that one out." Isn't that crazy? How that's how they actually pick it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Whatever the starting pitcher wants to run with, that's what they're wearing. That's why, like 4 years ago, Chris Sale from the White Sox got suspended because they said, "Here, we're going to use these old school alternate jerseys." And he walked in, he's like, "I can't pitch it." They're like, "Well, you're going to pitch it."
What?
And then he said, really? this is what I'm going to do. And he cut it up with the scissors and got suspended and then traded like 3 weeks later. 414-799-1250. Do you see losing when you see the ball and glove logo? 414-799-1250. You can also tweet us at 1057FM. The Fan, the Brewers say they're transitioning back to it and also adding some new wrinkles to that jersey. But there's also some difference in where that needs to be. Does it need to be the mainstay, or should it stay with a retro remembrance of what the 50-year celebration is? We'll talk to Tim Allen about the 50-year celebration. Obviously, the franchise has seen so much Brewer baseball before. See what he thinks. Also, the home cream, little Seattle pilot like.
Did you have you talked to Tim since they unveiled him last night?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning about it.
Oh, so you did. So you know where his stance is, one way or the other.
Yeah, right? No, and he has some interesting thoughts on it. I'll say that for sure. He definitely has some different thoughts that we'll bring to the table. And you can as well on a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day, 414-799-1250. Steve, you're going to be over at the Mecca partying for the biggest game of the year this Sunday at the Mecca.
That's right. Football experience party at the Mecca coming up on Sunday night. Primetime game and a primetime party for you. The Mecca Sports Bar and Grill right there in the Deer District across from Fiserv Forum. Got prizes throughout the game, but really what it's all about is that centerpiece of the whole experience, a 42-foot wide ultra-high definition screen TV surrounded by 9 other big screen TVs. I got the NFL Sunday ticket too, so if you want to spend like all day there on Sunday, you can. Open doors open at like 10 a.m. You can watch all your favorite NFL teams play during the day if it's not Green Bay.
Will they let me take a nap like in the early parts of that that 3:25 slate? Just like,
well, if you have a booth, you can take a nap. Sure.
Okay, sweet. So if I reserve one of those third level,
yeah,
suites,
big booths, luxury boxes, like 6 to 8 people.
Have one of my buddies kind of like lay in front, yes, of me, so I could just snooze, yeah, and catch up, be ready to go, yeah, for the Packer game.
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, for
they
sure
got those big towers of beer and like those 88 ounces of beer. If I'm drinking a couple of those, I might need like 45 minutes just to reinvigorate, slam a water, and then grab another one.
Yeah, those luxury boxes can be reserved up on the third level. They have 2 bars on the first level and the third level. The second level is the mezzanine seating. It's just you and the wall of TVs in front of you. Those, I think, are the best seats in the house. Plus, you have all this huge first floor seating to call ahead. Get your reservation made, 414-908-0401, 414-908-0401. Prizes courtesy of Miller Lite in commercial breaks for our trivia questions. Waukesha Sports Cards always comes up with big grand prizes at the end of the game. Rob and his crew always got great autograph signings going on by them. Seemingly like every other week they have somebody big coming out to do autograph signings. Make sure to follow them on Twitter. They are also now serving brunch on weekends over at the Mecca Sports Bar and Grill. Make sure to take care of that. Watch the Badgers and Brewers games as well, plus Thursday night and Monday night football at the Mecca. Again, open at 10 a.m. on Sunday. Elevated Bar, for menu created by a team of talented chefs to elevate sports bar fare to a whole new level. Located in the Deer District across from the Fiserv Forum, go to the Mecca, MKE.com.
The Brewers rebrand for their 50th anniversary, but is it celebrating the non-exciting losing that we don't want to remember? Or is it actually honoring the past and pushing towards the future? Steve might be the old man in the room. We'll talk about it next on The Fan.
The thing that I recognize is that we've put together a logo that and we've answered our fans is the big thing. I mean, this is what the fans came up with, and that's why this is the greatest logo, is that the fans brought this to us. Fans wanted it, and now we've created an updated, timeless version of what Brewer baseball is going to be in the future.
That's Craig Counsell last night after the unveiling of the new uniforms, a new logo for the Milwaukee Brewers. They go back to the ball and glove. They do some updates to it. It's more vertical down the middle. There's not the meeting at the point of each part of the M, and they filled in the little spot in the webbing in between the top part of the B and the first part of the M. And that's where all the errors were sneaking through for Orlando Arcia. 414-799-1250. Do you see losing when you see the ball and glove logo for the Milwaukee Brewers, though, being re-unveiled last night? Steve Sparky Fiverr's been around for a lot of Brewers baseball. He sees the 1980s team that was celebrated and had a parade for the team that lost the World Series. 414-799-1250.
Anywhere else since then?
Not that I can tell you. I could not tell you of a place that they did that.
I think it's part of Brewers history.
Did the Packers get a parade for losing the Super Bowl?
No.
Well, they just won one, though. That's not fair.
No.
I guess.
That's not fair at all.
The Brewers hadn't had
I've never understood it.
Brewers hadn't had a team that was good since the Braves left in 58. I mean, like, at that point, you got to go with it.
It's a different organization, man.
They're also, the part of it that I like the most is what Craig Counsell said right there. It was come up by the fans, but it's now our own version of it, where if they would have went back to the powder blues, Steve, I think I would have been able to side with you a little bit more. That would have been going straight into the old time and playing with somebody else's gear, somebody else's style. But for the Brewers in this state, in this standpoint, they've really been transitioning to this for the last, like, 3 years. And, I mean, like, Christian Yelich has played it with the ball and glove on the side. Now, that's where the logo had been for the last couple of jerseys, that the ball and glove with the Navy was on the sleeve. He's played with this, and really, it's only going to be on the hat. It's all you're really going to notice. But I think it does embody what the Milwaukee Brewers are globally, not just here in the state.
Yeah, and I get it, right? I get that this is their logo that they say embodies what this is. Again, if you're younger, you are fine with this logo. It doesn't mean all that much for you. It's a cool logo. We like it. If you're older and you were partying during the World Series loss parade or whatever else, that was a cool deal for you too, I guess, because yeah. You were partying.
True blue brew crew.
Right. Drinking out in the streets with bottles of beer and everything else, as the stories go.
Wait, you could do that?
Yeah.
Open intoxicants?
All over the place.
Oh, man.
It was all over.
I really did get born in the wrong time.
It was all over the place.
I got to fly to Vegas just to walk down the street with a Beaufort in my hand.
As I remember, during that parade, it was all over the place. People were just openly drinking out there in the middle of everything. I Billy said everybody's mad at me. I don't have to wear it. I don't have to buy a hat with a ball and mitt logo. I don't have to wear anything with it on. You all can wear whatever you like, and I'll wear what I want. I'm still going to buy Brewers merchandise. It's just not going to be that. That's all. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to buy the one with the stain, the little ball in the corner. I like that one.
Well, you can buy what you want to buy.
Exactly.
Just buy.
We don't all have to agree on it.
And you don't like the Barrel Man, you said.
No, but to be truthful, I've never really liked the Barrel Man. But now they've made the Barrel Man kind of angry. I'm not sure why, but... Whatever.
See,
fine.
I think it was just because he knew.
Well, they made Bucky angry, too.
Yes.
Put a little bit more ferocity in him.
And didn't they make the deer angrier, too?
No doubt about it, yeah. Wanted to make it a little more fierce. Not like the deer, the doe that's walking in your backyard.
We live in an angrier society right now.
Well, no doubt about it.
Everybody's angry.
And that's what Twitter.com did to everybody.
Yeah.
In the mentions at 414-799-1250. 1057 FM The Fan on Twitter. Carl says, anybody who sees losing in the ball and glove logo can get the F out. It's the one and if not the greatest logo of all time in any sport. And if anyone disagrees with me, I will fight you. That's what he says. Also, Ben says, it's a fair question, and I'd like to think of the new version of the logo, and more importantly, the team, will change that heading into year number 50, hashtag Brewers World Series 2020. Mark said it in the ceremony last night that he had felt that he wanted to go back to it once he bought the team, now going into his 16th year as the owner of the Milwaukee Brewers, which blows my mind. But
it's been a long time.
Right? Yeah. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. And he's talking about it last night, and the 5 years into a new logo, new stadium, I didn't think the best thing for me was to walk in and change everything. And then we brought it in a little bit and infused it with the 25-year celebration of the World Series team, and the Retro Fridays were off the hook, and everybody loved the games, loved the uniforms. And then being able to, they started this process back in 2015 to start moving to the new logo and planning for what this would come into. Then to be able to do it with a team that is good.
Right.
He said it last night. He goes, this was when we were game planning that it would go, and then the team would start being a little bit better. Because in 2015, we're like, well, we got a rebuilding squad. Playing a lot of guys that are Ramon Flores types and Hector Gomez
and
styles.
He was honest about that with the public. He pretty much told everybody, hey, get ready. We've been winning for a while, but it may not be that way for a couple years.
And then last night, the tinkle in Mark Atanasio's eye when he said, I think we beat the schedule on that one, to now go into a year of 2020, another new decade, another new era of Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I think it fits really, really well for this year. 414-799-1250.
So,
your thoughts on the Milwaukee Brewers new logo.
I got a question for you, Billy.
Let me hear it.
Because you are the person who was all excited. It was like a kid on his birthday.
Oh, it's fired.
Text me, man, I got all this gear from the clubhouse store, man. 50, 60% off. I got shirts. I got sweatshirts.
Used
I
the
got
whole paycheck.
Everything. Okay, so you stocked up on all this gear, right? It was division playoff gear, if I remember correctly, right?
Let's Anything get wild. Else? The Let's Get Wild, I got a old school Barrel Man shirt.
Right, okay.
That's the powder blue sweatshirt, so it's the nice Barrel Man. He's hugging everybody.
Yeah, he's happy.
And then I got one of the big navy and gold ball and glove sweatshirts, but it is the old logo, so it has the tweaks that the old one did.
Sure.
You know, the meeting in the middle and the big circle there for balls to sneak through. So, yeah, I got all this new stuff, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to rock it. I got the hat that Brent Suter was walking around with, the old ball and glove on top. If anybody walks up 25 feet away from me, nobody will know.
Nobody will know. No, I agree with you on that. Okay, so now store opens again. All this new swag. Everybody went and spent all their money at the pro shop to get all this old stuff that's now technically old because now you have all this new stuff. So now are you now planning to make another run back to the pro shop to get all more swag? Because that's really what happened here.
Sure.
They double-dipped everybody on this bad boy.
100%.
No doubt.
And you're going to have Black Friday coming up, so I'm sure they'll have some type of sales over there for that.
Doubt.
Everybody's going to go Christmas shopping, so the Brewers now will be at the forefront of everybody for Christmas shopping, and I'm sure prices are exorbitant. But that is what's going to happen now.
Yeah.
Right?
Jerseys are $450 right now at the pro shop.
What?
Yes.
These new jerseys are
Christian Yelich Navy one. I got a text last night that said it was $450 or $460,
who's
something
buying
like that.
That?
Somebody will.
For the authentic,
nobody's buying that.
Full, like, game-on jersey.
Yeah,
who's buying that? Nobody's paying $450 for a jersey, dude.
Telling you, I guarantee
you. Well, they don't have them overseas yet that you can buy for, like, $26.
Right,
so
you got to wait for those.
Somebody's got to be
that,
the coolest
That's
guy.
Like worth the phone call itself. If somebody's calling me, telling me who's buying that. Is it really $450?
Yeah, you can go online right now, and like the replica, the one that's not going to be the number one, is like $300.
Can we tweet that out? Who's buying it?
There's people doing it.
No.
I'm not going to say that there won't be. Especially last night, if you had the chance to get, this one, the retro, the one that I say looks like a Cub Scout uniform.
So if I see a dude wearing that at a game, I know he paid.
There you go.
That's $450?
$450.
Oh, it is. It's more than $450. That you got to pay shipping and handling too on that, don't you?
Yeah, but
taxes,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
dude, but that's almost $500.
Yeah, but it comes with free jersey insurance.
What's that?
That it comes to you?
No. No, Steve.
Yes, Gary.
What's the best part about the month of November working here?
Best part about the month of November working here?
November. What's
the most years, it's having our toy drive.
No.
Two.
It's usually what it is for me.
Three pay periods.
Oh, that again.
And not one of them pay periods, I'm spending $450 on a jersey.
But hey, you get 30% off all online orders. Right? So, I mean, you save like $40.
Well, what is it? What website is that? Are you on?
This is Brewers.com.
You get 30% off?
Right from Brewers.com for the next 8.5 hours, you get 30% off all orders.
No way.
Not happening?
Well, I mean,
no chance I'm spending that much money on a jersey.
Well,
any jersey.
But Steve,
that could be a Giannis jersey,
but
a Rodgers jersey.
But think about
happening.
It. But think about it. Okay, that's all you're going to get.
Oh, 100%. That's
I mean,
that's
if I do that, that's all you're going to get. Because if you think about it, you got three kids, so you're probably spend more
no
than
chance.
That. But what I'm saying is, you're probably spend more than that, right?
On all of them combined?
Yes. Yeah, but
not on one.
Right, but one. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not spending that much money on one kid.
Yeah, I like the gold shirt. How much is the gold shirt now?
$32.
The $27.99 one.
Yeah. Oh, this one right there without the player on the back. Yeah, $27.
I buy that.
That's a good one. And it all just looks clean.
That
to
I
me.
Buy. Steve, and you see that one?
Yeah.
You seeing this? You see the 50 celebration one?
Those
right there?
I buy, but not the 450. So they'll be selling these when we go to spring training, probably, hey?
100%. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because you got that all redone out there now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have a brand new big pro shop out there now.
So that now they go and redo that. They've put how much money into this team in the last year and a half, and now they're ready to roll. So they're setting themselves up for, Gary, what? Sustainable success.
Sustainable success.
That's exactly what they're going for. 414-799-1250 is the phone number. We're going to get into the NFL here coming up next because Las Vegas is buying into a team on the East Coast, and they're making believers out of just about everybody believing they're the number one team in the NFL. But we'll give our answers to who the best team in the NFL is right now today. But first, Gary Ellerson is going to tell you how to keep that swing just nice, clean, and comfortable and warm in the winter.
Well, sustainable success.
Sustainable success, no doubt about it. That's what we're going for.
We're looking for with that swing, guys. Just because outdoor golf season may have ended a little early, don't put your clubs away just yet. You can keep your swing on at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. They have the latest state-of-the-art, high-definition golf simulators of over 100 leading courses like Pebble Beach, Doral, Pinehurst, and others. Get a foursome together for pizza, wings, and full alcohol bar, or make your office holiday party really special this year as you swing away while it snows outside. Don't let your golf swing go into hibernation. Keep it fresh at Wisconsin Indoor Golf Center. For details, check them out on Facebook or online at WisconsinIndoorGolfCenter.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show. The Brewers unleashed their new logo, but also one leaked maybe for the Milwaukee Bucks on an alternate. We'll get into that conversation along with who is the best team in the NFL right now today.
God.
What? You know? No? Wendy's Big Show, the Fan.
Second and one now for Baltimore. No harm done for the Ravens. Jackson has completed his last 11 passes. Uh-oh. That fake off the stutter step. Lamar Jackson! Jackson's still going! Oh! Lamarkable!
That's Ian Eagle on the call, courtesy of CBS. Lamar Jackson doing, well, Lamar Jackson things and just running away from people. Guy's amazing. He is now your leader and odds-on favorite to win the MVP out at Caesars Sportsbook across at now 7-5.
Oh,
ladies
wow.
and gentlemen, that is not really a very good return on investment.
Really?
Mm-mm. Not a good return on investment. 9-2, so about 4.5 comes in for Russell Wilson. 9-1, your own Aaron Rodgers finds himself in the conversation still. But the MVP is one thing.
Wait a minute. No Aaron Jones?
No, Aaron Jones is not one of the odds-on favorites. Actually, they you have to go to the casino and ask what the odds are on Aaron Jones. They don't even post those.
So A-Rod is in the top five then?
A-Rod's in the top three, yes, at 9-1. Coming in at 9-1.
Wow.
He is also accompanied in that top 10 or that top five with Deshaun Watson is there as well. Kirk Cousins, they got some blowback for not putting Kirk Cousins in there. I don't understand why, because he shouldn't be. Instead, I think maybe it would be Dak Prescott that would find himself in that conversation before. It would be Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes at 10-1, along with Dak Prescott there at 10-1. If you really go deep, you can find Kirk Cousins there at 15-1. Christian McCaffrey now 20-1, along with Deshaun Watson. 414-799-1250. Vegas seems to think that the best team in the league has the best quarterback in the league as Lamar Jackson for the Baltimore Ravens. The Athletic coming out with their new power rankings today, putting the Baltimore Ravens at number one. ESPN comes out with their power rankings today, moves the New England Patriots as well out of that top spot for the aforementioned Baltimore Ravens. But Gary,
can you give me top five real quick?
At this exact moment, who do you believe would be the, because we talked about it yesterday, it feels like the Baltimore Ravens are definitely the hottest team in pro football.
Sure, they are. I would agree with you on that. I mean, they're the team right now that's playing lights out. You know, I'm surprised a lot of things about the Ravens, but their defense, too. I mean, their defense is playing some pretty good football.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, Lamar Jackson get caught up in all this stuff. But their defense, I mean, they don't have the Ray Lewis, the Saragusas, and Suggs. I mean, I feel like they don't have those kind of players anymore, but their defense is playing. Is Earl Thomas over there?
Yes, he is their strong safety now.
And what about the crazy guy from Compton? Is he from Compton or San Francisco or from
Marcus Peters?
He's over there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Along with Marlon Humphrey, who was a first-round pick out of Alabama a couple of years ago.
It could be weeks.
Yeah, it could be weeks, depending on how long you sleep for.
Right.
So ESPN still...
But their defense has been unbelievable.
They're tying the New England Patriots and Baltimore Ravens 1 and 2 right there at the top. For The Athletic, it goes Ravens, Patriots, then Seahawks, Niners, Saints, Packers. So they have the Packers at 6. The ESPN just flops the Saints and Packers there at five putting the six. Packers in the top 5. So it would go Patriots, Ravens, Niners, Hawks, and Packers at 5.
I don't buy that they're worse than both those teams in front of them, Niners and Seahawks. And I don't think they're worse than the Patriots. I've changed my mind on that, too. And then you can have your own conversation about the Ravens versus the Packers. I think Packers...
give me your top three, Steve.
Packers 1.
What?
Ravens 2.
Oh, my God.
I'll say... Then after that, I think it's a toss-up. I think I would put Saints 3. I think I'd move Saints all the way up to 3.
Packers over the Ravens?
Dude, I'm just not buying them either. I'm sorry. I mean, this is all nice and fun in the regular season, but I think when you get to the postseason and people can really lock in a little bit and start showing Lamar Jackson stuff maybe he hadn't seen yet, I think then maybe this is going to change a little bit.
Here's what's going to happen. One way or another, Sunday night, it's going to change a lot in the NFL. And that's what I like about the NFL this year. It's been just straight crazy each week.
If they win, it'll just make it closer in the NFC.
If
the Packers win.
No. If the Packers win, you're right. But if the Packers win, it takes them out of what everybody else thinks about them. Because right now you're looking at 5 or 6. You're saying they're 1. But if they win, they may go to 1.
Yep.
Over the Ravens.
Especially if it's convincing.
Yes. They may go to 1 over the Ravens if they win. If they lose, and then the 49ers will go to 1, and everybody will stop talking about, I don't believe in Garoppolo and the 49ers, they haven't played anybody. So... whoever win this game on Sunday is going to go pretty high up. I mean, I think they would be 1 in the power rankings. I don't know if I have the Packers 5 or 6, but most definitely I'm trying to find in my soul if I could put them at, 3 or 4.
So who's the best team in the NFL to you then?
Well, the Ravens for me right now today. It's a fluid situation. This may change next week, that's why I said, but right now today, the Baltimore Ravens are playing the best football in the NFL with the Packers coming off a bye week. And it just feels like it just looks good. They got it all together. These jokers are talking all the right stuff. They are bought into Lamar Jackson. I mean, they're dialed in with this kid. Now the kid can't get hurt and it's over. But they are dialed in as a team.
I also think that a lot of it starts with their head coach. I mean, John Harbaugh is cementing himself as one of the top coaches and obviously a Super Bowl winning head coach.
Well,
he's in that conversation, but he was on the hot seat last year before this all went down.
What? It's Ozzie Newsome drafted this kid.
Mm-hmm.
Ozzie Newsome
said, let's make it work.
Right? He went to Harbaugh. Okay.
My man Greg Roman is out. We could get him. He could run the offense.
Right.
We know how the dude won a Heisman Trophy, so he's no slouch.
Right.
We're sitting here at the back end of the first round, and Joe Flacco's on the way out.
He's done.
So let's figure out a new way to do it.
And here's the guy right here. Figure it out.
And then also built it around him. Mm-hmm. Because they haven't just said, here's Lamar Jackson and a pro-style offense. Instead, it's Lamar Jackson and another Heisman Trophy winner in Mark Ingram, who's a downhill running back, right?
Right.
I mean, he's hit you in the mouth kind of guy.
Ooh.
When Lamar Jackson can be the speed guy on the outside, then let's grab another speedster that can play to the deep ball strength. In the first round, it's Marquise Hollywood Brown this year.
Mm-hmm.
We get the big tight end that he's comfortable with in Mark Andrews. And then Willie Snead, good little possession receiver, slot guy that can find the way underneath the middle and make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Right.
They do have a perfect concoction around him right now.
They really do. It's just unbelievable. So if you go Ravens 1, is it New England 2 for you?
I'm asking you.
Yeah. I was trying to get out of that.
Well, I have the Ravens, Seahawks, and Packers.
Oh, you do?
That's my top 3. Then Patriots, then New Orleans.
I don't know what's up with the Patriots this year. I mean, it just feels like Tom Brady is not having that year. But really.
He's not.
I don't think Rodgers is having that year either, Steve. But he's in the MVP conversation.
But I'm going to change a little bit about Brady here, even though I don't think they're 1 right now. you've got to remember, they've got their first-round pick, who was a wide receiver, just got off of IR.
Mm-hmm.
You've only had Mohamed Sanu for three games, I think, now since the trade deadline. And you've got your other wide receiver you drafted last year. He's getting ready to come off and play as well. So you're going to add him into the mix in that offense. So you're going to have really three relatively new pieces. Now, can they get this all put together between now and the postseason and get that chemistry built to where it needs to be to really do something on offense then? But again, three new pieces to this offense. This offense could look much different for New England by the time you get to the postseason.
It could.
But also, if you're going to talk about the New England Patriots, it starts and ends with the defense that they have in New England. That's the reason why they're in the top conversation with the top teams, because they're taking the ball away better than anybody else, and they're not giving it away like the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers aren't.
Well, let me just say this. I think the 49ers are the best team in the NFC.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it would be the Ravens, 49ers, and I'm waffling on the Patriots and the Packers, but I just go with the Packers and then the Patriots and then the Seahawks.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Yes, sir.
Are the Niners the best team because they have the best record, or is there something else that separates them from the Seahawks, Packers, and Saints, in your opinion?
Well, I think defense is going to win, ultimately, championships for you, and their defense plays lights out. And they can run the football on offense, and they have a different way of doing it, and they're committed to doing it.
I think
so. They can shorten the game up on
for
you.
Sure.
They can limit your possessions that you're going to get offensively for Aaron Rodgers.
I see the Niners as a team that, because of the defense and the running game, I think they can beat anybody on anybody's
turf.
It
travels.
But I also see the Niners with the offense, Jimmy Garoppolo, and the banged up situation and style that they've had.
They're beat up.
That they could also be one and done very, very easily if they are a home bye team coming in feeling themselves.
If you're thinking of the best teams in the NFC, the 49ers can be one and done, and so can the Green Bay Packers. The Green Bay Packers are leading the league in explosion plays. That can happen at any moment.
Mm-hmm. So do you see the Seahawks being the same way and the Saints being those same teams that you can see as one and done?
Yeah. I mean, I think they all have flaws. I mean, like I said this yesterday with Stevens, it just feels like this year that there's no perfect team. The only team that feels like it's perfect right now are the Ravens today. It could change after this weekend, but today, right now, there's only one team that looks like they can win it all, and it's the Ravens.
414-799-1250. You want to get in on this as well? You can also tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Being in the top 10 is a conversation that maybe we didn't even think the Green Bay Packers would be in going into this week, but they have the ability to take control of the NFC, and I'm going to ask Gary Ellerson next here on the Wendy's Big Show if a win this week pushes those Niners out further than even maybe we could have expected. As Steve Sparky Fiver doesn't even have them in, what, the top six for you?
Top five are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's see. I had the Packers one. Ravens, we'll say, is two. Patriots, three. No. Packers, one. I'll say Patriots, two. Saints, three.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Ravens, four. And then five, Seahawks. So, yeah, they wouldn't be my top five.
414-799-1250. It's the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. We'll talk to Tim Allen coming up at 5 o'clock. Andrew Brandt, former Packer vice president, now working in the NFL office, is going to join us at 4:35 to talk about what happened over the weekend and the NFL as a whole right now and where he sees it from the front office perspective of how the Packers turn this around just so quickly. It's the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Wilson has come in at running back. Garoppolo's throw is caught by Jeff Wilson. He's going to score a touchdown for the 49ers.
My name is Chris Myers, and I'm so excited to be here in Levi's Stadium tonight.
That's Chris Myers on Fox.
That was brutal.
It sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Oh, I love Chris Myers.
Are you serious?
Love him.
Oh, my God. I listened to Bart Winkler this morning until I couldn't take it anymore, and I was going to text him, and
Joe
I was like, you know what, I'm not.
Tour, Monday dude, night stuff, I heard
hates
it.
Hates him. I just don't get it.
He's too excited. I don't want him so excited.
God forbid the guy likes his job and enjoys going in there and calling a game, and he gets to go in there with a fun dude who's opinionated and might have one of the coolest fingers in all of former pro football.
Booger
McFarland's finger is out of this world, man. I mean, it's like, it's Larry McCarron style where that thing's been all over the place.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he kind of covers it up well. He's discreet with it. But I can't stand that hatred of the Monday night broadcast. I don't think it's all that bad. And also, the dude does boxing. He's supposed to be excited and talk about delivering haymakers.
Okay, so this brings up an interesting topic of conversation. Gary Ellerson, when you're watching a sports event, it doesn't happen in baseball.
Okay.
But in basketball or football, right, do you like the guy that gets excited over every little thing and is screaming and yelling over everything? Because that's what drives Bart nuts about Testor. He gets all excited over a 7 or 8 yard play every time he's on the call. Or would you rather have that guy that's more kind of straight-laced, serious all the way down and gives you that big call on the touchdown from time to time?
I'll be honest with you. I don't mind any of it.
Because there's Badger players clowning these guys on Twitter on Monday night.
That's
so,
fine.
I mean, they obviously
maybe
have an opinion on the announcers.
Maybe that's the new wave. I mean, I don't, as I'm watching games, I don't have an opinion on it one way or another. I mean, I like to watch a good game. Maybe that enhances it a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, but it just doesn't, I mean, like Booker McFarland, it doesn't bother me. Troy Aikman, don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other guy, the quarterback?
Tony Romo.
Don't bother me. Was it Jesse Torre?
Joe Tessitore, yeah.
Yeah, don't bother me. I mean, none of these, I don't get this stuff that you people are like. I don't get. I mean, I suppose there's some people that do bad jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, you may be doing a bad job too, or you may have a bad day.
Oh, for sure.
That's true.
We all do. But, this, because it's on national television, you get to see it. But
that's what you sign up for.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those situations where I enjoy the game and the teams more so than I enjoy who's calling the game. Does that make sense?
Well, sure. And that's a definite former player aspect of it. Like for me, I love the broadcasting chops of it because I'm just a nerd of the industry.
I love hearing it, right?
Yeah. And I love the story that it can be.
Most of the guys in our industry, media guys, that's their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know, sometimes the guys go, you know what? I should be having that job instead of this job.
I'll tell you this. I do a lot of play-by-play.
I can do better than that guy.
I don't think I'd do better than Joe Tessitore.
A lot of guys think that.
Oh, for sure they do. 100%.
I mean, Joe thinks he can coach the Bears, right?
Not Bart Joe. Thinks that, yeah, oh, he can that, coach pretty much
Joe
any.
Bart?
Bart thinks he can coach any NFL team
for
9 wins. But I will say, give me the mic over Chris Myers. Just saying.
You don't like Chris Myers?
Oh, that's a touchdown for Kaden Williams.
Just like, dude.
So is his voice you don't like or what?
I don't know. I just don't know. It's just an annoyance. Now, I will say it's not the voice that frustrates me. It's the being there for Dick Stockton where it's like, Dick, buddy, game's down here.
One of my favorite announcers.
Oh, man.
One of my favorite announcers.
You just never know what you're going to get. I've got Dick Stockton.
I think he wrote a book. I think I've got his book at home. I'm pretty sure. I'll let you read it. Pretty sure I have.
Did he think he was calling baseball in the middle of a football game while he was writing the book, too?
No,
that didn't come up?
No, but some of the stories in this book blow
well,
your
he's been
mind.
Around. Yeah, he's been around for a while. He knows what's up. Also,
I would say this as a player.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, of course, it was Keith Jackson. I mean, if you're in college and you wanted Keith Jackson to call your game because he was platinum, right? Howard Cosell
100%
was another one. God, there's one more and I can't think of.
Well, in the NFL now today, that's got to be Al Michaels.
Al Michaels in the NFL day. Did you know Al Michaels called one of my game that I played at Northwestern? He called. I mean, that's the first time I met him. He called that game. He was just a young kid. Absolutely unbelievable.
He is. I mean, he's an absolute icon. Yeah, my favorite part about Al Michaels is I think he's got more money on the game than I do.
Oh, stop.
That dude loves, like, but no, he's the first dude that was honest in saying him and Brent Musburger.
Brent Musburger was the other one.
Yeah, 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 I keep forgetting that he does Raiders games now, too.
Yeah, he does. He's the other one that you want him to call
you. You are looking live. Yeah. Right.
But remember, I mean, Musburger was the one that was on CBS pregame show with Jimmy the Greek talking about betting lines and everything else before anybody was talking about gambling. That was in the 80s. I mean, that was a long time ago.
Like, what are you doing?
And I think Musburger had a call once. I think they were at Florida State, and they panned the crowd. They showed one.
That's
the girls.
Jen Serger.
Jen Serger shot.
Was that the one?
That's the Jen Serger shot.
And
yep.
What did he say?
There are 10,000 red-blooded American boys that just decided they want to be Seminoles.
Yeah. Right? And now, straight face to Diddy. Right?
Straight up. Like, guys, I'm not going to lie. You're going to want to go there.
Yeah.
You're going to want to go to Florida State. You guys are going to want to be here. Yeah. I've been here for the last 26 hours, and I'm not leaving.
Is that what it was? What was her name?
Jen Serger.
Is that the...
That's the girl that's now on the Radio.com app. Part of Swing and Misses.
Is that the Brett Favre?
That's the Brett Favre chick, yes. Okay. That's
what she's known for, the Brett Favre chick.
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So she's on Radio.com.
The Radio.com app with her husband.
Very funny dude, though. Very funny.
So they have a show together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you do that?
Swings and Misses. So, like, they sit around in a panel. You can also watch it. It's like a podcast. So... They have like four different chairs, kind of like we do in the conference room, the comfy chairs, the swiggle chairs, right? Uh-huh. And they just bring guests in. They do it from L.A., I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet deal. Yeah, they bring the microphone right here. They're hanging out, jeans, tank, T-shirt, whatever.
Wow.
Talking sports, talking to cool people. She also does AEW wrestling and does the interviews on the outside. So, yeah, she's made herself out of that. Also, another girl there. Is in the WWE that was standing right next to Jen Serger. So he made a couple of girls some pretty decent money.
Really?
Yeah. No doubt. I didn't realize that until like 2 weeks ago.
Which one?
The blonde girl next to Jen is Lana in WWE, who was in here with her husband Rusev back a couple of years ago when the WWE came to Milwaukee.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
And Brent Musburger made a lot of people a lot of money.
Just by that.
Hey, it's the best way to do it.
Red-blooded.
He's the Oprah of the sports world.
You get a car.
Well, they're not going to do it that way, but they are going to get you a really good deal on the Mercedes-Benz you've always dreamed of right now at the Mercedes-Benz Winter Event. It's at a dealership, guys, that I trust immensely. Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Go take advantage right now of 1.99% APR on select 2019 and 2020 models. First month's payment, credits up to $600 on new 2019 and 2020 models. Also, the 1.99% APR financing, certified all pre-owned Mercedes, that's also eligible on. And if that wasn't enough with the pre-owned models, you're going to get unlimited peace of mind and unlimited mileage warranty on all the certified pre-owned vehicles that you pick up right now today at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. So hurry in right now today because it ends on December 2nd and all these deals are going to go away. And they're going to start selling Mercedes-Benz for what you believe Mercedes-Benz should be at Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. It's conveniently located right off 43 North at Silver Spring. Take a left. It's blocks away from the Bayshore Town Center. You can't miss the exit, and you can't miss Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. It's 15 minutes away from anywhere in Milwaukee. Walk in, ask for Austin Della. He's the sales manager, and tell him that the big show sent you, and you are going to get into the Mercedes that you've always dreamed of being in the Benz that you've always wanted. Go check him out today also online at MercedesOfMilwaukeeNorth.com. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM in the free radio.com app. Giannis might not be getting the treatment that he deserves. Why do you think that is? Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.